Mason Nealon here talking with ICAM Manning's head football coach, Corey McCarville. Corey, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, no problem.
So you guys last week went up and played an East Sac County team, you guys winning 40-15. What did you guys do really well in that game to come out with the win?
Well, you know, we were able to get some stops on defense. You know, we had, I thought, fairly good field position for the most part, for the most of the game. I thought we were able to establish the running game pretty early on. We hit on some passes as well, which really helped us out. You know, we had a couple turnovers. I think we had three interceptions that also helped out with field position. So, you know, we did what we needed to do in order to win the game last week.
And then for you as well, your quarterback, senior Ben Ramsey, I mean, looking at his stat line, 10 for 13, 100 yards passing, two touchdowns, and then two rushing touchdowns as well. For you as a coach to look at that and have a senior quarterback that can do it both on both ends of the field there, what does it mean for you to have that in the backfield?
Well, I thought Ben did a great job. You know, he's been running the offense now for this is his third year running the offense, and he's got a great handle for what we're trying to do. You know, he understands the all of the ins and outs of our offense, and I thought he played a great game on defense as well. So, you know, it's we're fortunate to have a very talented senior quarterback.
And then for you guys, when you kind of step back and look at film for you guys, what do you feel like is kind of the biggest keys that you guys are taking away from that East Sac County game?
Well, I thought we tackled well. I was a little leery of how we tackled game one, and I thought we tackled well. So that was good to see. There's a number of things we need to do a better job of, and that's one of the things we're trying to stress to the guys right now is, you know, there's a number of things, especially in the O-line, that we need to get cleaned up and we need to do a better job of, especially blocking on the second level.
And then you guys faced St. Albert in week two, and then for that, how much film have you guys watched? And with that, what do you guys take away from what you see that St. Albert did in week one?
Well, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a guessing game. We try to watch what they did at the end of the year last year and what they did week one, so we don't have a ton of tape. But we have a pretty good idea of what they're going to do. I know that they're extremely talented. They're running back, the Irwin kid, is extremely talented, very, very fast, elusive. They have two very good receivers. They have a big tight end, you know, and they're in a fairly physical offensive lineman. You know, they got a couple guys on the O-line. I mean, they got four guys that are all 230 or more, so they have, you know, some big guys up front, and they do a really nice job.
And you talk about kind of being big up front and being able to run the ball with that Kyle Irwin kid. 16 attempts, 134 yards, two TDs is what he had against Tri-Center. Do you know, is he more of a running back that likes to go outside, or does he run between the tackles a lot? What is kind of his game?
I think he's an all-around good back. I mean, some of them were between the tackles, some were on the outside. He's got good speed. You know, he broke some tackles as well, so he's really talented.
And then for you guys, I mean, with a running back that can do both there, what defensive game plan is it that you guys would like to go against with that?
Well, the biggest thing we're going to stress to our guys is you got to keep the ball leveraged and you have to tackle well. If you can do those two things, then you're giving yourselves a shot. You have to have the ball leveraged and you have to tackle.
And then for them as well, have you seen much of their defensive game plan? What do they like to run on the defensive end?
It looked like they ran a four-man front. It looks like they ran a 4-3 with, you know, two deep, four deep is what it looked like on tape. But, I mean, that could change too. I mean, we've seen that before where against us, a team might come in an odd man front, a five-man front, or maybe even a 3-5. So, you know, we'll just try to have some stuff in the game plan for whatever they try to do from a front standpoint.
And when you talk about having that three-man front, do you feel like if that's what they come out with, that opens up a little bit of the run game for you guys?
Well, not. I mean, maybe. I mean, it depends on how they play their linebackers. If the linebackers are going to press the line of scrimmage, or, you know, if they're going to play coverage, so we'll just have to play by ear.
And when you looked at kind of the film there, did you take away a lot from the linebackers? Do they like to kind of rush the linebackers? Is it more of like a sit back and pass coverage for them?
Oh, no, they'll blitz the line of scrimmage. The Beck kid is their middle linebacker. I mean, he was by far their leading tackler. I think he had, you know, almost 10 tackles or something last week against a good Tri-Center team. And then, you know, the other linebackers are very talented as well. And, you know, those good receivers that they have are D-backs, and they're obviously they're good. So, you know, they play a lot of press man coverage, or at least they did against Tri-Center. You know, they're going to get up into our receivers, and it's going to be kind of a physical challenge for us.
And then for you guys on the offensive end, what do you think is the biggest key going into this Friday night?
I would say we really need to execute. We really need to establish the running game and kind of establish and win the time of possession. And when we're on defense, we have to, eliminate big plays. St. Albert's had some big plays against Tri-Center, two long touchdown runs, and I think we need to eliminate big plays.
And to eliminate big plays, what do you feel like that's more of a tackling thing or just kind of being able to prevent those things from even getting started?
Well, I think it's a matter of being gap sound, leveraging the ball and tackling. So if you can do that, you're giving yourselves an opportunity.
And then on the offensive end, what do you think is the biggest key for you guys offensively?
Establish the running game. That's obviously what we want to do. I think there's some opportunities in the passing game as well, but I really want to try to establish the running game.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday.
I appreciate it. Thank you.